The kingdom of heaven is like a buried treasure in the field. Out of joy he goes out and sells all that he has so that he can buy that field. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This past week I felt a lot like St. Jeremiah here, with all his strife, with all his difficulty, without his confusion, and saying, why am I even here? What grief have I had? Because I've been without Deacon all week long, for the past 2 weeks. It's been tough being without you. I was glad to have you back. But all these things that are going on here in Jeremiah, these trials, these travails, he's saying, why am I here? Why my continuous pain, my incurable wound? Why am I refusing to be at peace? Why are people fighting against me? Why are the wicked winning? The same exact thing is going on here within Jeremiah, but really what he should have realized was that the gospel which Jesus is proclaiming here is that it's out of joy that he should be enduring everything. That just to possess the kingdom of God, or rather to be possessed by God, should be the joy which he holds on to and carries him through the difficulties which he's going through. Those are the truths. But let me tell you about the saints of today. You see, the saint today, St. Alphonsus de Liguori, an amazing, incredible man who founded a religious order. So strong was his ardor for the love of God, so quick was his intellect, so bright was he in the moral sphere. He's actually the doctor, a doctor of the church. The moral doctor of the church, meaning he understands what it is like to lead a moral life according to the precepts of Christ and his church. And so we turn to him for his great moral teachings. Well, St. Alphonsus de Liguori was a man who started the Redemptorist order. And what he did was he gave his whole life to it, and it grew by leaps and bounds. There were hundreds of priests who were following under this order. And when he became an old man and was getting ready to retire, and at the time where he should be venerated by all who were around, what happened was that he had to sign a new charter for his order. Had to sign a new order of the way of life. And so it had to be prepared, and when it was time, he, like many of the saints, had great enemies. Great enemies who wanted to steal his prestige and wanted to take over his order because they thought he was just doing two things too justly, and that left them out of power. So what they did was they conspired against him to write a very bad rule. You see, the great thorn in the flesh of St. Alphonsus de Liguori was that he couldn't see very well. He had poor eyesight. And so when it came time, he discussed what it was that should be written in his rule, the rule for his orders, the rule for his men to be able to follow in his religious community. What they do, they put things in there that were heretical. They put things in there that were against God completely. Things which obviously could not be a part of anybody who professes Jesus Christ in any way, much less somebody who was trying to live a radical life in conformity with the precepts of Christ. And they knew that he would trust this young man who would be handing it over to him. And because of his eyesight, he wouldn't even read it. He would just trust it and sign his name where he was told to. That's exactly what he did. What happened? Well, because of what he wrote, because of what he signed his name to, it obviously wasn't accepted. And in addition to that, he was excommunicated by the Pope because of this. Removed as head of his order and sent off to live the rest of his life in isolation, doing penance all by himself. At the time of his life when he should have been reaping the benefits of leading a very holy life, being able to rest back on, look back on all the great things he had built up in this order that God had called him to form, and to see the works continued in his old age, he was kicked out. All because he trusted somebody. And they conspired against him and used him. What could have happened in his life? He could have turned in these last moments of his life. He could have turned and be sunk in the depths of sorrow, in the depths of despair, like it shows us here in Jeremiah chapter 15 and 16 here that Jeremiah is experiencing, seeing the wicked prosper. Lord, you are not delivering your people. Why am I kicked out? And he could have been lost there. But St. Alphonsus de Liguori didn't end that way. Otherwise, he wouldn't be known as saint today. What he did is he recognized that he had sold his whole life to follow Christ, to give himself over to obtaining that treasure which is buried in the field, which he's found with joy in Jesus Christ. He recognized, look, there are times in my life where I've done horrible things prior to my conversion. And so I'm suffering the effects of that now. And I give thanks to God because such is his will. I'll go forward and trust him even in the midst of this. Even in the midst of this darkness which I find myself in. Because of that, he not only was carried on well into the end, but the greatest experiences of ecstasy which he experienced in his life, deeper personal relationship with God which boomed within his life, was experienced here when he couldn't see, when he was off alone. And I'm going to recommend to you that you do a little bit of reading on him today. For those of you who've been in spiritual direction with me, you know this, because it's the first assignment I give in spiritual direction. The first thing that you have to read. I want you to take a look at a beautiful short, it's like 15 pages or so, 15 or 20 page work. It's called Uniformity with God's Will by Alphonsus Liguori. Uniformity with God's Will. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's about making your soul in uniformity, meaning going in the same direction, in that one direction as God's will is, accepting that in your life, no matter what it may be. Super easy to read. It's one of those spiritual works that when you grasp forth, you just can't put down. So great was it that this was what happened. You see, St. Alphonsus Liguori wrote this at a very strong point in his life. But you see, St. Alphonsus, being exiled, being put off on his own, had only one young man, not that one young man who betrayed him, another young man who was devoted to him and decided to care for him even in his decrepit age. He would read a spiritual work to him every day because he couldn't read on his own to encourage his spirit. And so what this young man did is he pulled up a work and read him this beautiful thing. And he's at the end of it, St. Alphonsus de Liguori said, "Oh, my son, how profound, how beautiful, how intimately this author understands truly what God is all about, what it means to love God, to put his full trust in him and not in his own desires, but only in that of God. My son, tell me, who was it that wrote this beautiful work? So that I may praise him and commend this man's soul to God, that he may receive truly in this life and in the life which is to come the blessings due to somebody who knows God so well." The young man laughed and smiled upon him, and he said, "My dear father, the man is you, because he read him Uniformity with God's Will." At that, the saint, struck with shame at having so extolled himself, that he spoke nothing for the rest of the day, nor for the day thereafter, in silence, in great embarrassment at praising himself. That's how great this work is. That even the man who read it praised it as though he were reading something from a great spiritual master, forgetting that he himself had been inspired to write such a work. And so, men and women, if you want to know what it's like to live a life knowing what God's will is, understanding it and following it to the best of your ability, no matter what that may be, I commend you our saint. Beautiful little work. It'll take you an hour or two to read. And I'm going to read it again tonight as well. You can read it continuously throughout the rest of your life, and you'll never plumb the depths of it. So rich is it. Uniformity with God's will. Be inspired by the lives of the saints. Be inspired by their works, because they know what it's like to struggle, to be kicked out, and to be in utter distress. But they also know what it's like to have found the greatest joy and treasure, having sold everything to obtain it. And that treasure is Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.